We'd like to say we appreciate the song service this morning. Everything been said and done thus far in the service. We appreciate you being here. Trust and pray that you pray for the service. If you want to read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the book of James, the second chapter. The second chapter of the book of James, and then we're going to read some out of the second chapter of the book of Ephesians. Say we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be here this morning. Appreciate this weekend. We've had a association meetings this weekend. Been good. Very good. They're talking about and singing about needing Jesus. Brother Earl preached yesterday morning. And his text was, "We need him." We've heard some messages under new management and LWDS and the Tree of Life and about five more. I would like to say before I forget it, we appreciate all the desserts that everybody fixed. I believe we had plenty. We appreciate it. We really do. I don't know. This is a very familiar scripture that we're going to read to you this morning. Second chapter of the book of James. We're going to start with the 14th verse. We'll probably read the remainder of the chapter. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Second chapter of the book of Ephesians. We'll start with the first verse. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversations in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. in whom ye are also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading some out of the second chapter, the book of James, and also the second chapter, the book of Ephesians. And I know that this is a very familiar scripture that I've read in your hearing this morning, but you pray for us for just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way and do that that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. I know that there's not, if I was to say just the word faith, what would be the first thing that come to your mind? Faith. You can go to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, and you can find there some examples of faith. And faith of men and women alike, some that was named and some that were not named. But you'll find a whole chapter that deals with faith. And the scripture says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Now, the first verse of that chapter says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Brethren, I wonder, and I really do, I get some of the craziest thoughts sometimes, I feel like. And to be honest with you, I've got so many messages running around, I don't know altogether what to do or which way to go, but I'm going to trust the Lord that he'll send what we need. There's a lot of people that puts their trust and their belief in other things besides God. Other things. You say, preacher, my faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lot of folks, my friend, that their faith is in Buddha. And their trust, my friend, is in carnal things. Carnal temples. We read in the scripture, it was read this morning, my friend, in our Sunday school, that God dwelleth not in temples made by hands. Made with hands. God does not dwell in the temple made with hands. He does not. He did not in Paul's day, he does not today, nor will he ever. Think about it. You go back, brethren, and I to the days that the Philistines laid hold of the ark of God. Brethren, and if I want you to know that the ark of God was Israel's way of knowing that God was with them. That God blessed them. Brethren, without the ark, they did not have a hope. No, sir. The Bible says the Philistines took that of the ark and they carried it with them. They captured it. Overran the Israelites there. Brought it. You know where they brought it? They brought it to their temple made by hands. Yes, sir. Their temple of Dagon. Brethren, and their God that sat upon a pedestal. A literal, physical piece of stone. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to be honest with you. Brethren, ain't it about the craziest thing you've ever seen in your life? what people are worshiping today. Yes, sir. Brethren, it's of old time. The Bible says back in the day, brethren, they had Saul go out and pick them out a tree, and they had cut it down, and they had take it to the smith, and they'd tell him how to make it and how to carve it and how it brought it back and worshiped it. How foolish can we be? Why, preacher, my trust and my faith is in that stump. And brethren, a stump is all it is. Bible said that the Philistines took that ark, and they put it in the house of Dagon, and brethren, the priest come check on him the next day, and Dagon was on the ground. Yes, sir. You're talking about Philistine, a people that did not recognize God. I'm going to say this. I didn't know all this coming. I'm going to preach it. What I got, brethren, we got people today worshiping things, my friend, that's worse than Dagon. Do you know Dagon couldn't hear them? Do you know what it says in the book of Isaiah? It says, you go now, go to your monthly prognosticators. Go, my friend, to that image that you've built. And said, see if it can save you this morning. Bible says that priest took Dagon, picked him up, put him back on the pedestal. He didn't pay no mind to what's going on. But brethren, he come back the next day, and Dagon was on the ground again, but broke all the pieces. Is that not right? Brethren, they had enough knowledge amongst them to know that God wasn't pleased with them. Yes, sir. God, big G. Yes, sir. I wonder today, brethren, if we've got enough knowledge to get out of the rain sometime. Falling headlong after everything that comes along and worshiping it. Brethren, God ain't pleased with us. Bible said, my friend, that the Philistines got their leaders together. They said, we got to do something. Yes, sir. He sent him rods among them. Yes, sir. Brethren, they needed some relief. Huh? They recognized the fact that God was against them. The Bible says, and the hand of God was very heavy. They got together and they said, we're going to send this thing home. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They know enough about God. They said, we ain't going to send it empty. Huh? We're going to send a trespass offering. Brethren, we go send some offering with it. We're getting rid of it. Our God can't stand before him. Yeah. Woo! Amen. Got to make us another. Ain't it the truth? You say, preacher, thought you was going to talk about faith. They had faith in that stump. They believed in it. They trusted in it. Yes, sir. They looked toward it. I can't help it today. My friend, God still will not dwell in temples made with hands.
Amen.
No, sir. He never has. He never has. Thank God he ain't gonna start today. You say, faith. There's a lot of people got their trust in a lot of different things. And faith is trust. It's believing. Folks, it takes faith to please God, but that faith is in God. Is that not right? You can believe this world's on the right track. My friend, you can follow it all you want to. And brethren, you'll wind up in hell without God. Yes, sir. Faith. Faith. People's got their trust in the wrong places. We got to get rid of this ark of God. They didn't know what was going to come next. They really didn't. They didn't know what God was going to put upon them next. It's something. It really is. It's something, brethren, for the world. For the world to follow after these things. But brethren, we've got half our churches following after them. Do you know we're in a position just like those men that was taken captivity down in Babylon. We're in the same situation. Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm going to play the music. Is that what he said? Now listen, Nebuchadnezzar was in charge. Nebuchadnezzar, my friend, was over all the province and the nations round about. And he had done brought Jerusalem down to Babylon. Yes, he did. But in his bringing and in his dealings, he saw four young men. Four young men that said, we will not eat of the king's meat, nor drink the king's drink. You say, preacher, you're going to have to be in this world and you're going to have to live under the circumstances of this world. I've got news for you. I'm living in this world, but I'm not part of this world. Preacher, you going to bow? I'm going to have to pull something on you. I'm going to have to be just like them three Hebrew boys. I've often wondered. I guess Nebuchadnezzar had some of his men put out through all the provinces to see who wouldn't go bow. And all I can find, my friend, in the scriptures is that they found three young men out of every province that did not bow. And he said, bring them. Bring them to me. Preacher, he put them on the hot seat. I want you to know where their faith and their trust was in God. And my friend, it didn't make no difference that they was in captivity. They was not going to bow. They had their faith in God. Yes, they did. They brought them around and he talked to them there and he said, boys, we're going to play this music one more time. One more time. We're going to play this music. The Bible says they played that music, my friend, for the second time. And the scripture says, brethren, that they did not bow. They told Nebuchadnezzar, O king, we'll answer you. Says whether our God delivers us or not. Amen. Or not, we ain't gonna bow. Yeah. They felt strongly about the fact that God would deliver them. Bible says when they didn't bow the second time, old king's wrath got kindled. He said, you heat that furnace up. Seven times hotter than it'd ever been heated. You don't think that'd do a job? You don't think, my friend, to be put in a fiery furnace? Literally. Bible said that they bound them hand and foot. Hand and foot. And they cast them in that fire. Folks, I want you to, the scripture says that fire was so hot that them that throwed them in, it slew them. That's pretty hot. Pretty hot. After a while, they had been in there. Old Nebuchadnezzar got to wondering. Wonder what he is wondering. He is wondering whether or not God, their God, could deliver them. That's what he is wondering. You know what he found out? He found out they had a God that did deliver them. Yes, sir. Went down there, looked in that fire, looked in there. He couldn't believe what he saw. He didn't see three men. He saw four. Yeah. He said, and they loosed up and walking around. And the form of the fourth is like unto the Son of God. God delivered. Can I tell you something? He ain't lost any of his power. He can still deliver. He can. Now you might say, preacher, let me go just a little bit further. I ain't going to leave him in the fire. Can I tell you something, my friend? They sang the song years ago, though young fella was sitting on the porch with his mother or his grandmother, one of the two, it tells in the song. And it said, three men went in, and three men come out. Where is the fourth? They only brought three out. Three went in, three come out. Bible says them that come out didn't even have the smell of smoke. Listen, It's not physically, humanly possible. You get around fire, you see what it'll do. You get close to smoke, you see if it won't get all over you. Everywhere. But they didn't have the smell of smoke on them, and they was loosed. Yes, sir. But the old song says, well, the fourth man is still in the fire. Yeah. Huh? Still in the fire. Folks, the Bible says very plainly that God is a consuming fire. I can preach to you today. He's still in the fire. Yes, sir. He's still there. I don't know what you trust. I don't know where your trust is. I don't know what you put your faith in. But I'm going to be honest with you. You can put it in the Lord Jesus Christ and He will never fail you. What they sang about? Who they need? Who was their hope? Was it not Christ? Listen, you can fool yourself all you want to, but the truth will come out. It'll stand. That book right there has been put to the test. It has. It's been put to the test. Listen, folks, it ain't gonna change. It don't change for you. It don't change for me. But there's a lot of emphasis today, brethren, on where we put our trust. Trust, trust, trust. You put your trust in Him. You put your faith in Him. You put your all and all in Him. He will deliver you. I don't care what situation you get in. Have you ever been in the midst of something and wondered how you was going to get out? Yeah. And the truth of it is, Jesus come to your rescue. Jesus come to your rescue. What did it say? For by grace, through faith, are you saved. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Faith without works is dead. I read it to you. Works without faith is dead. What did he say? He said, I'll show you my faith by my works. That's how it works. Faith. Don't let it be in Dagon. Don't let it be in Buddha, Hindu, all these other religions. You say, preacher, you against every religion? I'm going to say this. I'm against every religion that Jesus is. You think about it. What does that commandment say? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Folks, it's still in force. It's still in force. I'd hate to know. Snowboy used to come in the store there, and I worked at Ace Hardware. He'd come in, I got acquainted with him, good, friendly guy. But he's one of them that had that big red dot. On his forehead. I asked him one day, what's that red dot? What's that red dot? What is it? He said, that's my guru. I said, well, just what is your guru? Well, that's my God. I said, I got acquainted with him enough, my friend, to talk to him about the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. I got acquainted enough with him that I could talk to him reasonably. But he always wanted to come back to his religion and how they operated and all such as that. And I brought up that commandment. I said, I believe the word of God. I said, it teaches me that thou shalt have no other gods before me. Then he said, well, we believe it's a higher power. I said, no other gods before me. There's a lot of people that tell you they believe in a higher power, but they'll never confess that that power is Jesus. It makes a difference, folks. It most certainly does. It makes a world of difference. The truth of it is, it makes the difference between death and life. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. You'll never live clean enough to make it. Had man been able to make it, he would have never done away or fulfilled the law. He had never done it. It would still be in very much effect today. I don't know this morning. I get strange things sometimes, strange thoughts. But I wondered, I really did. I just wondered. Can you have faith in something else besides God? The answer is yes. Not only is the answer yes, there's a majority of them that got their faith in other things, their trust in other things. We'll ask them to get a verse of a song. Grace. The Bible says that Noah found grace in the eyes of God. In Noah's day, my friend, they wouldn't anybody, not anybody, that was able to get on that ark except Noah and his three sons and their three wives. Grace, unmerited favor is what most folks talks about grace. For by grace, through faith are you saved, not of works, lest any man should boast. You can't work your way to heaven. I wished this morning that you could have heard the message on the tree of life. On the tree of life. You know, we make a lot of things so complicated when the fact of it is God didn't complicate it. Did you know that? Do you know it's pretty simple when you come down to it? All he wants us to do is believe in him. And when we believe in him, we'll put our trust in him. Grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. It cost his son everything to bring grace unto me and you. It most certainly did. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. And the things that were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Noah, being warned of God, LWDS, what's the L? Thank you. Lane warning departure system. Lane warning departure system. If you buy a newer vehicle, most of them got it. Lane warning departure system is a good message. By faith, Noah, being warned of God, lane warning departure system. Think about it. Warned of God of things not seen as yet. Now this is what Noah done. Bible said he moved with fear. Prepared an ark to the saving of his household by faith. The book's full of it. If you get anywhere with the Lord this morning, with the Lord, then you're going to have faith in him. It can't be faith in him plus something else. Don't work. It's got to be in him. My belief's in him. My trust is in him. My faith is in him. As it was read this morning, in him we what? We live and move and have our being.
Amen.
He ain't far from any of us. Not far. You may be sitting here this morning, and I'll get them to sing this verse. You may be sitting here this morning and wondering just why it is that you get troubled. That old heart gets to fluttering. You get anxious. You get out of sorts. You get to thinking all sorts of things. When the Lord starts troubling you. If you'd give in or give up and let him take over your life, then you'd see the light. Right now you can't see it. Right now you're still in darkness. But by grace, through faith, he'll save you. He'll save you. Nothing this is really what I want to get home. Nothing else in this world will. Nothing. Nothing. I don't care what you put your trust in. There's not anything that will deliver you from the fallen state of which you're in. Amen. Except the blood of Jesus. Let us stand. Yeah. Sing verse
34, Psalm.